Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour, the Greg Hill Show, brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. The Ram Power Days. Stop in today for your new 2019 Ram 1500 truck.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
His mere presence, however, Browns, created a level of tension in the Patriots locker room I haven't seen too often in two decades covering this team. Players who barely know or just met Brown forced to speak to the serious nature of the allegations against the wide receiver.
This is Tom from Upton. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's going on?
So, not much. Going to check out a car for my son right now. But
awesome. What kind of car?
It's a 08 Jeep Compass down in Rhode Island. So I'm just had some road time and windshield time. Figured I'd call in. Very rare opportunity to agree with almost everything that Curtis is saying. Antonio Brown is an awful human being. Even if you say that this is a bogus claim by this woman, if you look at those texts and you look spotlight, he treats people like crap. In private, it's even worse if you look at those texts and what he's done. So I agree with you 100%. This guy, I never wanted him. I was hoping he never got another NFL job. I'm sad that or disappointed that he's here. I'm not going to say I'm embarrassed to be a Patriots fan. I'm not taking it that far. I just wish he wasn't here, because if we win another Super Bowl with him, to me it kind of taints it a bit. Where I lose you, Curtis, is with Bill Belichick. He's been here for 20 years. You knew he wasn't getting anything. You're never going to get anything. Just accept it and move on.
How many despicable people are there that are playing in the NFL right now? Aren't there many?
Yep. Yeah, you look right at Tyreek Hill. When he hurt his collarbone, I was like, that's karma. I wish he was out for the season, not just 4 to 6 weeks. That guy's a piece of turd. There's a good handful of them.
Yeah, but,
out there.
But Tom, like, I'm curious about this. Is your expectation that the Patriots will never sign a guy who is less than exemplary when it comes to his character?
No, but this guy was, everybody will tell you, this is next level. I mean, this is, nobody's ever seen this before. And yeah, you can go back to LeGarrette Blount or Bennett that forced his way out of Green Bay? I forget the tight end there.
Yeah.
So there are people forcing their way out, but this guy is just, be challenging or threatening to punch his GM, calling him a cracker. He just took it to a whole nother level, and you can just tell this guy is a scumbag in every aspect of his life.
And what is it, because I'm curious also, what is it about the text messages that, with regard to this particular allegation, that has led you to believe that he's a despicable person?
Well, first of all, the subject matter, I can't say it on radio, sure. So the subject matter of those texts in the allegation, the fact that he admitted it, he bragged about it to a friend, and then he's just constantly calling her names throughout the whole thing. And maybe she's not a nice person. We don't know that yet. But anybody who he has no credit with anybody because of the way he's acted previously to get his way out of Pittsburgh and then not even play a game really for the Raiders and force his way out of there. And maybe that was the plan the whole time, but the way he did it, I mean, there's a way to go about it, whatever.
I feel like you'd have to indict 89% of the male population if you were gonna indict them for telling another guy about something that happened sexually with a woman. I mean, I don't know that makes somebody a despicable person. It's certainly, and by the way, Danielle, women do it
too.
Of course they do.
Women, they're the worst. They talk more about their sexual exploits with each other than men do.
Oh, and we're filthy.
Right?
You should be horrified to sit adjacent to a table of women at brunch over a bucket of mimosas.
Yeah.
It's just words, folks.
But, Greg, go back to Friday and how you reacted to the possibility of Antonio Brown coming to the Patriots. You were against it. You said it's not worth it. You trust your gut on this. And then they bring him in.
Yes.
Belichick agrees to sign him despite all the craziness.
Whoa.
And then these allegations surface and you're sitting here going, yay, Bill, don't answer.
No, it's exciting. No. It's exciting. We're talking about two different things. Did I think on Friday that he would be a distraction? Yes. Is he a distraction? Yes.
Bigger than you could have ever thought, right?
Yes. And is Bill Belichick doing everything that is within his power to control that distraction because the season is underway? Yes. And is that what he is best at? Yes.
I thought he was best at avoiding players that provided a distraction for his team.
But doesn't it matter to you, Greg, whether he knew or didn't know before signing him? Does that not factor into how you feel about this situation? Because I agree with you. Once he's here, now Belichick's not going to say anything, and you know, they act differently.
I believe that if Drew Rosenhaus told Bill Belichick that there is a woman who is threatening a lawsuit, is claiming that this happened, and that we have investigated it, Antonio Brown is going to come in here and tell you that he there is nothing untoward that happened. We're going to if you think that all that happened was that the agent told Belichick that this was a potential issue and that neither he nor the organization did any further investigation to try to ferret out what the situation was on their own, then I think you're naive, as Glenn would say.
I would agree with that. But then after the Kraft situation, for them to say, okay, we're going to look into this, let's take a risk.
Those two have nothing to do.
Yes, they do.
They don't have anything to do with each other.
How in the world do they have anything to do with each other?
They have nothing to do with each other.
They're on thin ice in regards to...
Thin ice in regards to what?
Perception of the team.
Of the team. It's the NFL.
Do you think people said, oh, it's just Hollywood? There's a lot of bad people in Hollywood. We shouldn't really look into Harvey Weinstein.
It's the National Felon League. I mean, there are
people. So just stick your head in the sand and let every criminal play. That's what you're saying.
No, you don't. But there are guys that are going to play on Sunday on every single team that have an unsavory past. And some probably still have an unsavory present. That's what you get. That's what you get because it's football. Hello, Rudy.
Yeah.
Right, what's up, Rudy? Turn your radio down.
What's going on, guys? I just wanted to say I think it's being overblown, the whole notion that we don't need Antonio Brown because we beat the Steelers 33-3. Look.
Rudy, are you mouth hugging your phone right now? Like, you have to take your phone out of your mouth.
It's like he's talking into a big gulp.
Yes. Oh. The big gulp. This is Matt from Watertown. Yes, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I'm laughing at the last statement you guys made. But, the one thing I agree with Curtis, you know, born and raised in Boston, I do look at us as fans as, like, we get spoiled. The Red Sox win last year. Now we're all, like, cutthroat at them this year.
Mm-hmm.
But going on to the Patriots, I love how everyone in Boston is saying how Antonio Brown's going to be a distraction. Belichick gets up on the podium, doesn't want to answer questions. We all get mad he doesn't answer questions. Like, what do you guys want? He's trying to avoid a distraction, and then you complain because he doesn't answer the questions you want. This is a typical Bill. I don't understand.
How about accountability?
With Brown, real quick. I love how we're all saying Brown was the trouble in Pittsburgh, but if you look at the players that played in Pittsburgh this last 5 years, let's see, you have Brown who wanted out, Bell, Harrison, that wide receiver Bryant. Didn't Holmes want out? We never talk about Pittsburgh maybe being the problem and that they only take Tomlin and Big Ben's advice, that all these other players are being overshadowed. So it's just funny to me because I always liked Antonio Brown. Hate the Steelers. I'm glad he's on the team. I really hope these allegations aren't real. If they are, get rid of them. Simple as that. And this is it.
Hmm.
Yeah. How about accountability from Belichick? You bring him in, you answer questions about why you brought him in. Is that difficult? Is that too much to ask?
Bill Belichick? Doubtful.
He brought him He brought him in for football reasons. He brought him in because he is theoretically the best wide receiver in the NFL.
But even when he was on Monday with OMF and Lou was asking about how talented a receiver he was, Belichick wouldn't even answer that question.
Well, I mean, that's him having fun with
Lou.
Oh, I
got too much fun.
I mean,
Seinfeld.
Quite frankly, I enjoyed that exchange also. Like, that particular exchange did not bother me, and I think he was telling, I mean, he was telling Lou that they bring every player that they bring in here, they think is a good player. Hello, Jonah.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Jonah?
Hey. I got a question. If you were Bill Belichick, would you have answered the questions the media is asking? If you were put in that position, would you answer those questions? I believe there's a legal team that's involved with the Patriots. They're telling Bill Belichick, don't answer this, don't answer that. You know, this is our thing.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to answer any of those questions.
Well,
you know, that's just a fact.
I mean, but Curtis is now going to tell you that Bill Belichick doesn't listen to anybody. He's the de facto head of that organization. He doesn't have to listen to lawyers. He doesn't have to listen to anybody else. And why would why wouldn't he answer the question? He owes it to the fans. But Curtis believes that Bill Belichick should have stood up there and given an explanation as to why he was willing to take on a player that could not only be a distraction, but also it does not fit in with the vaunted Patriot way, is what you're saying.
Well, of course, but it's simple. You decide as the head of football operations to bring in a player that already had the most checkered on-field issue in terms of locker room behavior in the NFL, and then you add this rape allegation on top of it, you meet the media, and you dismiss angrily any question about why this guy was here and what you knew about these allegations before he arrived.
The people who are triggered because a guy won't answer a question?
I'm not triggered. I just think it's insane that people like enjoy when somebody tells them to their face that they are relevant and what they do doesn't matter. I find the media, like you, saying this was one of his best press conferences be insane.
Curtis, how many times do I have to tell you I am not a member of the media?
You have been for 26 years.
I'm a hack.
Yes.
I'm a radio hack. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg.
What's up, Mike?
Love the show. Have you seen Righteous Gemstones yet?
Maybe the best thing on television right now, currently, Righteous Gemstones on HBO. It is extraordinary and hilarious.
I haven't heard you reference it. But,
I did earlier this week, I believe, but yes.
I'm glad to hear you like it. That guy that called mouth-hugging his phone, he reminded me of Danny McBride's character when he's brushing his teeth to his wife.
Yes,
yeah, honey. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, 100%. Great obscure reference.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, man. Have a good day.
You have to watch it. And I could not be more excited when it comes to the Breaking Bad movie.
Yes.
We're a little bit, I think we're exactly 29 days away. Because I think it hits Netflix on October 11th.
I can't wait.
El Camino.
El Camino. Oh, it looks so
eggplant
good.
Eggplant emoji. Not the most thing I'm the most excited for this fall.
Oh, it looks so good. This is
Speaking to the mic, bitch.
This is Chris from Holyoke. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Greg?
What's up?
My point, I'd like to ask Curtis, when over the past 20 years did Bill or anyone in the Patriots lead him to believe that the Patriot way was about holding accountability for themselves or speaking about anything? Was it about after the Malcolm Floyd signing or Chad Ochocinco, Corey Dillon? Did he ever talk about any of that stuff about what distractions could be brought to the team, or did he just avoid distractions once he brought them?
When did Corey Dillon's rape allegation surface when he arrived with the Patriots?
I get your point. Rape allegations are a bit different.
Right.
But still, Malcolm Floyd fell asleep at the wheel. I mean, he could have killed somebody.
I know, he's hosting nights.
What is your problem with Mutt?
I love Mutt. I'm not going to be on with him tomorrow night.
That's a great guy.
It's my best friend.
Hey, have a good one.
Mutt here.
I think there are a lot of people who don't believe Bill Belichick owes them anything at a press conference. He owes them a Super Bowl. He owes them another Super Bowl, but that's it. This is Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I'm a
Broncos fan who lives in New England. But I'm just wondering, like, what more does Belichick really owe the fans? I mean, they've got six Super Bowls since he's been there. I mean, they go every other year. I mean, what does he owe?
Answer, Sean. They want him. Curtis wants him to give him an answer about why he signed this horrible man.
Yeah, I mean, this is Bill Belichick, though. This is what he does. I mean, what a year after year, what more are we expecting to change from him?
Yeah. This is Jillian from Boston. What's up, Jillian? Hey, Jillian.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, what I want to say is I feel like everyone is not even really talking about the real issue. Because everybody's talking about what a horrible person he is. Well, was Aaron Hernandez a horrible person? He had concussion syndrome. Why is there so much violence among NFL players? A lot of them have concussion syndrome.
Well,
I feel like we're kind of putting it all on Antonio Brown, like he's to blame. But if you take a step back, is that really what's going on?
Or is there
something much bigger?
Are you saying that Aaron Hernandez, murderer, was not a bad person? It was CTE that caused him to commit those crimes?
I think it's a complicated answer. CTE definitely played a huge role. And why is there so much more violence? You guys just said, you know, on any given Sunday, there's a ton of guys with sort of checkered past that are playing football, but I don't think that's just because of, you know, I don't know, they have too much money or blah, blah, blah. I really think it's because there's so much ECT,
CT. Over the last 40 years, how many individuals have played the game of football in high school, college, or the NFL who have not gone on to kill somebody or rape somebody? I mean,
Harvey Weinstein had 8 concussions. That's not been reported yet.
Oh, my God.
Holy hell.
There are a lot of people that live with CTE. It affects different people different ways. Some of them, sadly, just sit in a corner quietly. Some get headaches. Some take their own lives. And unfortunately, turn into murderers.
Yes, yeah. So you're agreeing then?
Oh, CT, I think Aaron Hernandez was a terrible human being. That's an easy take. But I do think the CTE propelled him to commit some of the heinous acts he did. I think his brain was mashed potatoes.
What's wrong with you?
Well, a lot. How much time do you
have? He was a thug.
Yes, he was.
He grew up a thug. He had a horrible upbringing. He was a gang guy.
The CTE could have been the last, could have been the tipping point in his mind.
Oh, God.
Look what it is.
Tragedy.
He was an awful human being, please. Greg. Oh, please.
What?
I think he was an awful human being.
Yes, he was. That has nothing to do with CTE. So CTE made him an awful human being?
No, he was already a horrendous human being.
Yes, he was. And the CTE had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Paul?
Greg, I had a quick question for you. Were you aware before you made the transition to the new show that there is a guy on your staff who was in the recent past a degenerate alcoholic? And if you did know, why is he still working there?
Not going to talk about that.
Okay,
we're on to a Red Sox ticket giveaway. If you want to ask a question about a Red Sox ticket giveaway, then I'll answer a question about a Red Sox ticket giveaway.
Personal attacks, jeez.
Curtis, I'm not sitting up here judging you. Why should Bill Belichick sit there and judge Antonio Brown?
I don't know. Call me crazy. I think having a disease like alcoholism and being alleged of rape are slightly different things.
All the radio stations in the city here, but I think he was only on DNC.
Listen, Fitzy believes that the reason why you were an alcoholic was because of that concussion you got in the trampoline.
Oh my God.
That trampoline concussion? Remember when you fell off your bike when you were 12?
Oh, my buddy's mansion in Dover had a trampoline.
Aaron Hernandez had CTE. Curtis had DNC.
This is Harry. Hello, Harry.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Harry?
Greg, I'm one of those fans. I've gone for years, spent tons of money. I don't want any answers. I watch the games. They don't owe me anything. I don't want to go out and spend the money. And And Curtis, get rid of him. He's a donkey. Have a good one, Greg.
I mean, there are a lot of people, Curtis, who feel like he feels where the Patriots don't owe him anything. They don't owe him an explanation.
We've become sheep.
They owe him success.
Okay, that's fine. I just think that I always said, as I said earlier this morning, I thought we were different in some way, shape, or form. But we are just sheep who root for the team no matter what they say, no matter what they do. We bring in these guys that everybody on Friday said that they should not sign. Not only do they sign him, and then these allegations surface, and then Belichick pees in your soup, and we still sit here and say, great job, Bill. We love you.
This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
It's good soup.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, I find it hard to swallow that everybody's blaming CTE. You go back and look at all these guys, Greg Hardy, Antonio Brown, you know, any guys that committed or accused of committed these acts against women, they've never been told no in their whole lives.
Yeah.
From college on up, they've been held up to these hero status, and a woman tells them no, and they can't take it. So to blame CTE, I think, is a little weak.
No, I mean, that if that's going to become the narrative that Antonio Brown is a victim of CTE, and that's why if you believe that he did something like this, that's why, that's ludicrous. Stop. That's ridiculous. He's an arrogant jerk. That's why he acts like he acts. I mean, but again, there are lots of arrogant jerks that play professional sports. There's a lot of great guys that play professional sports as well. I mean, CTE has nothing to do with that, or in my opinion, the Aaron Hernandez thing. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
So I was just calling to pose the question: how Antonio Brown's presence in the locker room might affect Josh Gordon being out of the spotlight, not being the wideout one right now. He's out of the spotlight, and it's not pressure on him stay clean. Not pressure on him to do what he needs to do, because this story that's hanging over everyone's head and is on everyone's mind, not only could he affect the locker room in a negative way just with his presence, but could he take Josh Gordon out of the fight, so to speak?
Yeah, maybe. How long is this going to be? Is this going to be an everyday topic for the entire season?
Yep.
It is?
This or Brady's future. You get your pick, one or the other.
I mean, the season, this will go well into February. If they go to the Super Bowl and perhaps lose, they'll say, oh, it was a distraction all season. They couldn't game plan correctly.
I mean, I can't take it.
We have the evidence of one game without Antonio Brown, right? 33-3. They bring in Antonio Brown. The circus is in town. Belichick doesn't answer any questions. And we will have for the rest of the season the before Antonio Brown Patriots and the after. It is as easy a sports radio topic that has ever existed.
I'm not going to be able to talk about it every single day for 4 hours a day. I haven't even been able to express how angry I'm going to get if Jenga is not inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame yet. I am going to be enraged.
What? Yeah.
I am going to be enraged if Jenga is not inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame.
Ricky's bringing Jenga tomorrow.
Oh, sorry, Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but that's his English.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have time to get to that before the show ends. If you want to be on this morning, 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier after every game on Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Training now presented by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. 6 locations, their newest in Government Center, and the virtual program available worldwide. Losing weight has never been so convenient. Well, I should have had this audio ready earlier, so I just kind of want to play it to make amends. This is Lou and Belichick, and their slap and tickle from Lou was one-sided earlier. This set the tone for the week for Belichick.
Well, we feel good about every player we add to our team. Otherwise, we wouldn't add him to our team.
Oh, I know, but he's really good.
Yeah, I'm not sure around following here.
And it got worse from there, but no. Certainly,
well, I mean, Bill was not laughing. Was the only one that was not laughing.
Cautious there, but would you say he was cocky yesterday? Confident, cocky, just by his demeanor of
cocky.
I don't know. Bert Breer says, and he makes a fair point on this, that Belichick speaks through the media and the fans. He is addressing his team when he's talking at the podium, so he's trying to send the message to his team while he's up there. We're not going to get into this. Yes. I'm setting the tone.
Why couldn't he just tell his team in the locker room?
Well, because if he told his team in the locker room and then he went up there and did the opposite thing, then you guys would whine on like you do about when he's talking on Do Your Job 3 that he doesn't do what he expects his guys to do. I mean, he doesn't want this to be a distraction. He wants to focus on football. They got a game to play Sunday.
Practice today, yep.
They got to cover a 19-point spread on Sunday. There's way more important things to work on.
Lay it.
12, I like the Dolphins. 12:35 practice today. Player interviews 3:45. Marshall Newhouse, a new lineman who was signed. Patriots 1-0 on the way to 2-0. The Browns are 0-1. They had a lot of pub coming into the season. How about this? The Browns have banned the wrong fan from First Energy Stadium. There was a guy that threw beer on Logan Ryan, former Patriot.
That was ridiculous.
They banned a guy named Eric Smith, although he says he hasn't been in a game since 2010. He was DJing at a wedding. They banned him from the stadium. So.
Good job on the Browns. Does he look like the guy? Is his doppelganger or something like that? Yeah, well, you see the guy, though? I mean, complete flinch when Ryan jumped up there. He was real tough. Like, he was throwing his beer on the guys, real tough. Tough guy in the stands, hardo in the stands. And then Logan Ryan jumps at him, and he goes into the fetal position in panic that something's going to happen.
Logan Ryan hit him.
I know.
Hey, great. By the way, have the Patriots reinstated the season tickets of the guy who threw the beer at Tyreek Hill?
You think they should?
Yeah, 100%. I think he should get front row.
And Antonio Brown may not be active tweeting, but he is active blocking people. I've seen several local media members who have been blocked by Antonio Brown on
Really?
Twitter. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. The latest, Danielle Trotta from Comcast just said she was blocked.
Wow.
For what?
I don't know. She just said, really, ? And then has a screen grab of Antonio Brown saying that she was blocked.
Eliminate the distractions.
Yeah.
Taking Bill's advice.
Oh, what? She's upset.
Bill's going to call it snap face, and we're all just going to lap it up. It's going to be hilarious.
But honestly, so we've reached a point in this country. Who is this woman?
Danielle Trotta. She hosts Boston Sports Tonight weeknights late on Comcast.
Okay, so we've reached a point in this country where we're worried because an athlete is blocking us on a social media channel.
It's pretty petty, don't you think?
Go do some investigative journalism. Worry about what somebody is doing to you on social media.
Well, as you know, I'm not on Snapface.
Yeah, right.
Bring back Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah. Anything else? That's all.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
They didn't really answer the questions, and no one is expecting an in-depth answer to these questions. No one has answers to the questions, but to be as dismissive of it, I'm not sure that was exactly the way you would want that to have come off with a matter such as this.
You got a couple major media personalities who are butthurt by Bill Belichick in his press conference yesterday. Greenberg and Curtis. Those are the only two.
Two icons.
Those are the only two. I did, real quick, because I mentioned it, and now I'm getting text messages about it. I'm going to be very upset if Jenga is not inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame. Do you happen to have available the list of the nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame this year?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Because, honestly, to me, Jenga is the single, I don't want to make a bold statement here, but it is the single greatest party game.
Drunk Jenga
is the best, is the best game.
Tremendous.
Who plays it sober?
Children and people at the nursing home. But what are the other toys that are nominated this year?
Care Bears.
Waste of time.
Coloring books. I mean, that's not a toy.
They ought to do like the Toy Hall of Fame. Like, you know how we have the steroid era, and then we
asterisk.
Yeah, they should have like the pre. They should have the pre-technology era, because that's where coloring books should go. All right, what else?
Fisher Price corn popper.
I have no idea what that is.
Isn't it that little lawnmower?
It's a fake lawnmower with a little dome and the kids move it and it goes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Obscure Arrested Development reference, the corn baller. Jenga, of course.
Yeah. Magic, shoo-in. Jenga's a shoo-in.
Magic the Gathering cards.
Ew. Never was into Magic the Gathering.
Oh, really? That's a shock.
Yeah.
That's a shock.
He-Man. Matchbox cars.
Oh, Matchbox. But that's the pre-steroid era, right. Again.
My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Not the emotional support version.
Yeah.
Nerf guns. Those are verboten these days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We can't. Why?
These are heavy hitters. Only one gets in?
No, I think there's several that get in. Yeah, they don't all get in.
They usually vote in like two or three every year, Ken.
My Little Pony and He-Man have to be shoo-ins.
Well, you would think. However, Risk is one of the finalists.
Great game.
Great game if you have a month. Yeah. I mean, there's no risk.
I've never finished a game.
You finished the game in under a month?
What were you doing in Stowe that you needed to do? I mean, there's nothing else to do.
The last time I played Risk, I think it was during the blizzard of 78. That's how old I am. Because we had no electricity and we had 5 days to do absolutely nothing because you couldn't drive on the roads or you weren't supposed to.
Curtis has never played Risk because his dad has always been there. and finally, and this one's kind of bunk. I don't like this. The smartphone.
The smartphone.
That's stupid.
Gross.
Well, Jesus. That's stupid. No, it's lazy.
How would one be able to spend hours and hours every day playing Dominations if it weren't for the smartphone?
And getting kicked out of the Alliance by Sven.
Yes, by Sven.
That's like putting a rap act in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do. I think Run DMC is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, if I remember correctly. But there's lots of acts that aren't rock in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's just a music hall of fame. Yes. Now.
Yeah, it should. Well, that's what it should be called, I guess, is the music hall of fame. This is Chris. I'm going for Jenga, just in case. Jenga belongs in there. I demand it. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So this is for Curtis. Curtis, I guess my first question would be, are you actually an active man in recovery? Are you active in recovery?
I am very active. Yes, Chris. Try to be.
So, you know, and again, don't take this the wrong way, but I've listened to you for a while now, and I hear things. I've been in recovery since 2008, and I hear you say things that just aren't conducive to recovery. It's the judgmental, the unforgiving tone that you have of people in general, not just this Antonio Brown situation, but other things I've heard you say. And it actually, I'll be honest with you, it's almost worrisome. Because what I know about recovery is that to take that attitude of, you know, they're just bad people and not be willing to look at it. We've done a lot of bad things. If you're in recovery, you've done some things in your life you're not too proud of.
Yeah.
And I know a guy
called me a flip-flopper earlier, Chris.
Well, I mean, I know for myself, I want people to, you know, forgive me for some of the things I've done. And listen, what they're accusing him of is, you know, despicable. And if that's the case, you know, you just myself. I'll just hope he finds his way in life, and let's send him on his way to do that.
Yeah.
But until they find him, and it's not even criminal. Until this whole civil case is adjudicated, I'm not going to pass judgment on this guy and call him a despicable person, or for things he's done on social media and call him a despicable person. And one reason it's not the way I live nowadays. So yeah. I just wanted to put that out there.
I didn't know people in recovery were banned from having opinions on people in the news.
Oh, you didn't get the memo?
I missed that.
It's frowned upon.
But thank you, Chris. Thanks
I'll
for the
forward
concern.
It to you.
This is Derek from Worcester. What's up, Derek?
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people are annoyed with Curtis, and I just really want to point out, I take umbrage to the way he's painting the picture, too. Let me just say one thing. You know, if you have any experience in human nature, and this is situationally specific, this guy is like a big star. Us regular guys probably wouldn't have as much of the same problem with women potentially coming after us. But women, you know, like everyone, they have an ego too. And if a guy like fools around with them, or they offer themselves or have sexual relations to a guy, and then he disrespects them, and, you know, maybe he's telling his friends or doesn't call them back and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of circumstances where women will get very angry about that and be really hurt. You know what I mean? They have feelings too. My mom taught me growing up, don't mess around with a girl unless you have intentions of, you know, being with her, you know, and sometimes that can be really annoying. So there's a big potential that this woman, you know, is like, you know, butthurt and trying to, you know, get revenge on him. And God forbid that he did something to her. And one last thing, like, I don't know about you, but I mean, I don't know what, there's no turn on to force a woman into having sex with you. I mean, I think I take a large majority of men.
Well, no,
not
I mean, I think
really
it's, I mean, it's, rape is not a, it's not a sexual crime. It's a crime of violence. Right. I mean, yes, of course it happens both ways. And there are men who use that status that Antonio Brown has as we've learned countless times in the Me Too movement.
Right.
In a horrible way.
Of course.
In a horrible way. So, I mean, when it comes to this civil suit and the damages being $75,000, that's what they're looking for, correct?
Correct.
Is that troubling at all? I mean, in the sense that you're saying that somebody raped you?
And you're going after $75,000.
And you're going three times.
Yeah.
And you're going after $75,000. I'm wondering if I'm not an attorney. Probably could have made a pretty good one, but I had to graduate high school first.
oops.
But is that not the kind of does that theoretically sound like a lawsuit which is designed to get you an easy, quick settlement
and make it
go away?
The mere fact that the identifier would be 1,000,
right,
after the number was shocking to me.
That's
how are you, if you're going after the civil suit only for punitive damages, something like this, I assumed it would be at least $1 million.
Yes,
I'm sure $75,000.
That's called
pay me to go away. That's what that smells like.
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I don't know because I was not there.
Of course not.
Every time talking about this topic,
right.
Yeah, you have to say, I don't know because I wasn't there. But you can, I think, as an observer, say this part of it doesn't add up. Like Larry the lawyer was saying yesterday, this waiting 3 months before going to get an STD test, that doesn't necessarily add up. Hello, Rick.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Rick.
I want to piggyback on that last call. It just seems, and this is a question for the group. This lady says that she was assaulted three times. The third time, she goes back to his house. If you were assaulted the first two times, would you ever go to his house to go grab some food?
The answer,
never.
Danielle says says never. The answer, though, is going to be that you don't know because you're not a victim, Rick. So, that's the answer.
I know, but this lady's 28 years old. If she was sexually assaulted the first time, she either calls the police, she chooses not to do that, or she never sees him again. But then she sees him two more times and goes to his house on the third time? This isn't even believable.
It's not even believable, to be honest with you. I think that it is another one of the questions that one could ask about this, yes. Now, I think we have a lot of attorneys that are listening because $75,000 is the threshold amount to make it federal jurisdiction. So that's why
like a big old strategy now.
It was what to go to federal court? Yeah, maybe you're right about that.
It is amazing how we spend so much time here digging holes and searching for reasons why this girl came to Antonio Brown's house three different times. All things nobody in Boston would be doing if he signed with any other team. We would be mocking that team and saying they need to release him.
Right. He'd be guilty if he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers like Ben was, right? Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Greg? How you doing today?
What's going on, Mike?
Now, going back to you and Danielle just talking about the $75,000 for the civil suit.
Yes.
The convicted civil trial murderer O.J. Simpson stated in a tweet yesterday that anybody who brings a civil suit against someone has to ask for a minimum of $75,000. I think that's why right now it's just showing $75,000.
Okay.
Okay.
How about the audacity of O.J., who is on Twitter yesterday hoping that Antonio Brown gets the play?
We have some breaking news. Belichick just hired him to the staff, so he'll be there.
He did.
I saw where somebody accused Antonio of rape. Now, let's make one thing clear. He was accused, not charged. But I don't know how that's going to affect him this week. I'm hoping it's not true. Nothing I know about Antonio would make me think he would do something like that.
OJ is immediately instigating a hunt for the real rapist. Mm-hmm. That's what OJ is going to do.
Independent investigator.
Not swayed at all by his fantasy wants.
The crossover is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Well, we feel good about every player we add to our team. Otherwise, we wouldn't add him to our team.
Oh, I know, but he's really good.
Why would we add a player to our team that we didn't think could help our team? I mean, what sense would that make?
Maybe that would, Curtis, would it help if there was a laugh track? Like if every Belichick press conference had had a laugh track?
There is. There's Bob Soucy. He provides it right down
there.
That'd
be better for you. The crossover with Dale Arnold is brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see him. Dale?
Good morning, fellows.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Well, what the hell am I?
Fellow broadcasters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can say around here that doesn't get me in trouble with HR, for God's sakes? Danielle, you're going to report me again for crying out loud.
I told you not to say anything about the first time, and Curtis made me do that.
Listen, I don't know if enough attention has been paid to this scoop that you had, in which you were told that the Patriots organization knew in advance of signing Antonio Brown about this particular incident or incidents.
We're playing semantic games here. It's being portrayed as the Patriots and the NFL were caught flat-footed by the lawsuit. They were. Nobody knew they were going to file the lawsuit on Monday morning.
Right.
When the Patriots were in the process of signing him, they knew there was an issue. They were told there is something that's going on. They, through their own investigation, as quick as they could do it, became convinced, and I'm sure by Drew Rosenhaus as well, that, look, this is going to look bad if it comes out, but he didn't do this, and so they moved forward. They knew that there was something. They didn't know the details necessarily, or they certainly didn't know about the lawsuit. Yeah. And that's what everybody's falling back on here.
Yeah, but I mean, again, if you're Bill Belichick, and you believe Antonio Brown, and you believe Drew Rosenhaus, and you believe whatever lawyers that are representing Antonio Brown or whatever investigation they did, what's wrong with signing the guy?
If you're Drew Rosenhaus and you didn't tell Belichick that this was percolating and possible, good luck getting another client signed with the Patriots ever again.
Right.
I mean, Drew Rosenhaus could not do business with the Patriots if he didn't at least give them a heads up to, hey, look, there's nothing here, just so you know. He didn't do this, and this is Rosenhaus talking, not me. He didn't do this, but there could be something coming out, you know, at some point in the future about these allegations.
Do you think that press conference was embarrassing yesterday, as Curtis has been whining about all morning?
It wasn't embarrassing, but it was vintage Belichick. I've said before, I said it yesterday, we played all 4 minutes of it. He is the single most disciplined person I've ever seen in my life. You can't get him off his spot. They send the news hounds down because you sports people don't have the guts to handle. I'll show you how to get answers out of him. And then they leave with their tail tucked between their legs. He ain't getting off the spot. He's not going to give you what you want. My fear last week, and it is being borne out here, was the distraction factor. I mean, the Brady press conference. Because if he answers one question, then the very next question is going to be, is he living in your house?
Yeah.
No, I mean, sure you invited him into your house?
I'm sure he's pissed about the house thing because now, you know how he is from an image perspective.
I thought he was pissed about it. It was clear Monday. He was not happy that Robert Kraft had shared that.
Oh, mm-hmm. You thought his answer was awkward on the program? I mean, I thought it was fine. I didn't.
Oh, my God. That was like the old show.
I thought he was perfectly okay with that question.
It's the owner of the team. You know, what are you going to say publicly? But it was pretty clear to all of us he wasn't happy that was out there.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. What's up with that?
I think there's a lot of things said on TV. So I didn't say that to anyone publicly.
Yeah. Well, he wants private conversations.
He apparently said it to one guy. Oh, and that one guy told Al Michaels, who then told 30 million guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just anyway, and you know, the stuff afterwards, after practice yesterday, Matthew Slater, Devin McCourty, the awkward dance that they're now forced to undertake here. This is the distraction factor. Now the question becomes, does he play Sunday?
Yeah.
And short of the league putting him on the commissioner's exempt list, and I don't think they're going to do that, I think he's going to play.
And we'll find out when we watch the game Sunday whether it truly is a distraction or not, right? I mean,
no, because they're going to beat Miami by 30 anyway.
Okay. Dan doesn't think so.
They're in trouble, Dan.
Are you banging the spread and the over like
this? Now, this is the same guy who told us the Red Sox were all set for a playoff spot, too, right?
Well, they're not eliminated.
No.
You're only 9 out.
You know what? I'd go right down to Twin Rivers and start laying it in heavy up for you, Ken.
Yeah, that's where the sharp money is now.
Go for it, then.
Yeah. And all eight people at the game last night agree with you, by the way. Did you see that game?
I mean, look, it's Toronto. I don't blame them. I wouldn't go either. But
there's nobody. I mean, there's nobody there.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's Toronto, and I wouldn't go if I were in Toronto either. That team's been in blow-up mode for a while now.
One final question.
Okay.
Does Jenga belong in the Toy Hall of Fame?
No.
Oh, what?
No. Sorry, no.
Would you pick Risk over Jenga?
No.
No?
I wouldn't take either.
He-Man?
What are you, seven?
He-Man belongs in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Look, I have very strict standards for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh, you do?
It's unlike the Celtics and retired numbers. Mm-hmm. You have to be very qualified before you get into the Toy Hall of Fame.
Wiggy is a coloring book guy.
Oh, baby, yes.
Wait, Wiggy. Definitely crayon guy.
I do the adult coloring books.
Wiggy will be here tomorrow. Dale, you guys are going to talk about one
Peter
thing.
Peter King
one
will join us. Okay. We'll talk to him at 11:30 today, and we'll talk about some of this stuff. We'll try to actually weave in football stuff as well.
Oh, good. Actual football stuff.
I didn't say we'd succeed. I said we're going to try. We'll see how it works out.
All right. Well, Dale and Keefe is next. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at weei.com or on the radio.com app. Wiggy in here tomorrow. And Julian Edelman will join us on tomorrow's show. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.